This week in the Missouri Senate, we review both the extraordinary and veto session.
The Senate will be in order. Will everyone in
the week
the
began with the start of the first extraordinary session of the 100th General Assembly. Senator Wayne Wallingford of Cape Girardeau sponsors Senate Bill 1, which would modify a sales tax allowance to allow for a credit for the sale of more than one vehicle.
But a recent Supreme Court decision said the law was actually written in the singular and so disallowed that. And so this will affect people in every senator's district if we didn't attack this problem now, because you only have 180 days to allow for that credit.
This is the counterpart to House Bill 1.
We'll call the Ways and Means Committee to order.
All right, the Missouri Senate Ways and Means Committee heard House Bill 1 late Thursday morning. During panel discussion, Senator Jamila Nasheed of St. Louis asked if the court case causing need for this legislation was the first such ruling.
Took the court to the Administration Hearing Commission to determine if they can receive the rebate or not.
On Friday, Missouri senators sent House Bill 1 to the executive branch by a vote of 29-0.
No law or newly enacted statute was thrown out or changed, and a statutory change to allow multiple vehicles to be used as a credit towards sales taxes will maintain the existing policies that our taxpayers have come to expect.
If signed by the governor, the new law would take effect 90 days after signing.
I move that the Senate of the veto session of the first
Wednesday's veto session came and went in minutes with none of the six vetoed measures considered for override.
So we have a quorum and we'll
committee hearings are also standard fare for the week of veto session. The Missouri Senate Interim Committee on Tax Credit Efficiency and Reform held its second of four planned hearings. Senator Cindy O'Loughlin of Shelbina is committee chair.
Kind of looking at some of the different factors involved when tax credits are awarded. How are they tracked? How efficient are they? That type of thing.
The group plans two more meetings for this year.
This meeting of the MoDOT.
The MoDOT and Patrol Employees Retirement System Study Committee also met.
Call the meeting to order and we'll call the roll.
As did the newly formed Task Force on Wind Energy.
We're going to go ahead and get started. I want to thank the
Senator Jason Holdman of Kansas City chairs the new Prescription Drug Transparency Interim Committee.
We have high senior citizen population, and they're the ones who are really having to make decisions between, you know, the cost of drugs and some of the other things that they need for basic living.
We will have more on these panels as they continue to meet.
The Senate shall stand adjourned until Monday.
And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.